Ready. Serving the James Cook University Hospital, Middlesbrough, and beyond. This is Southside.
And certainly tying in with our sister station, Siren 107.3 FM in Lincoln, it's very much the season of shows. A few weeks ago, of course, we were at the fantastic North of England Horticultural Society's Harrogate Spring Flower Show. And one of the interesting aspects that came out of that was the fabulous world of Hartley Botanic. Accordingly, following the whole Lincoln story through, we're very lucky now to be able to speak to the managing director of aforementioned Hartley Botanic, down actually at what I'm tempted to actually say is the Harrogate Spring Flower Show of the South, although some might refer to it as the Chelsea Flower Show. Johnny Mobasher, are you indeed there, Johnny?
I'm here, yes. Hello, good morning.
Good to actually touch base with your good self. Now, first of all, talk to us a little bit about Hartley Botanic, because as the line goes, nothing else is a Hartley.
Well, Hartley Botanic is a very old-fashioned company that started life in roundabout 1938 by a chap called Vincent Hartley, who was an inventor and a very flamboyant character in the hills of Saddleworth. And, you know, history evolved, and eventually he started manufacturing unique and very nice glasshouses, which to this date we enjoy manufacturing. And that's a really brief history of how we came to be, and we've been showing at the Chelsea Flower Show for over 45 years now.
Well, there you go. You see, it just works its way through that. I mean, I do like the notion that every Hartley greenhouse is structurally engineered to cope with the severest storms and fitted with tempered safety glass, because you can never be too careful when you've got this slightly variable weather that we might be faced with these days.
Absolutely. I mean, some people might fault us, but we're proud of the fact that we actually over-engineer, and we always say that we are like the bridge makers of the greenhouse industry, because everything that we make is belt and braced and riveted and big bolts, and it's just like building a bridge, but, you know, stays in your garden. And we have had greenhouses who've been around for over 60 years and still with all the original panes of glass and still open to the public and still in use after 60 years.
We clearly are in the heart, as we said at the start of this piece, of the show season, the flower show season, etc. And although our tongue was slightly in cheek when I referred to the Chelsea Flower Show as the Harrogate Spring Flower Show of the South, but you're obviously there in full force. So share with us, what's the general feeling like this year at the fabulous Chelsea Flower Show?
Well, the general feel this year is much better than last year. Last year we came here and we were in the midst of the recession and a lot of bad economical news. But this year there is less cutbacks in the expenditure on the show grounds. There are some beautiful gardens. There's more people who have come to the show, and you can really see the best of everything. And it seems to be a positive vibe, if I may say, or a positive feel about gardening and growing in general. And a lot of people out there enjoying themselves. It's a good show, some beautiful gardens, great ideas, small and large, you know, for small gardens and for large gardens. And of course, anything and everything that you'd like to have in your garden, you can have a look at the best of them here and you know, buy it or think about it for a later purchase.
Yeah, precisely so. And of course, you've got the Botanic Gardens in queue there. There are all sorts of other acknowledgements there. Now, as Managing Director, Johnny, I've got to ask you the question. Do you actually make use of the Hartley Botanic material yourself? Are you a keen gardener, or do you prefer to delegate and say, no, that's for somebody else to do? I actually have to deal with the promotion side of things.
Well, a little bit of both. I mean, unfortunately, I think about a 10 years' time, I will probably have more time for growing. But I do have a small little greenhouse for myself, which leans against my back wall in my own garden. I mean, and I try to teach my three-year-old growing. You know, we grow sweet peas and chilies and sunflowers, which is really, really easy. But I wish I had more time. So I don't delegate it to others. I still to do as much as I can, but I don't do as much as I would like to because of my commitments. And unfortunately, my commitments are quite tight and time-restricted, and I live for another day when I can actually do
precisely
more in my own garden.
I mean, the point is, I mean, you suddenly get landed upon to do media interviews. People actually sort of phone you up to actually do relocation reports and so on. You've got to sort of work these things around.
Yeah.
Just share with us where exactly you're based at present. I mean, are you actually on the site? Are you kind of sounding indoors? You know, obviously the doors might not necessarily have opened as yet. Just kind of paint a little picture as to where you are.
Well, I am actually standing in one of our greenhouses. We have a prime site on the what they call the triangle, on the corner of Triangle and Main Avenue at the Chelsea Flower Show. And we have a very large site with six greenhouses on this plot that we have. And I'm just standing in one of the greenhouses overlooking one of the main gardens, one of the largest main gardens of the show, which is the Eden Project, made by the people Eden, the homeless and the prisoners, which is a beautiful flora and herb and wild garden. And then we have the on my left-hand side, the main avenue where there are many of the main attractive featured gardens of the show, most of which have won gold medals and best gardens of the show. And we're in that little corner. The cameras, the BBC cameras who broadcast are right above us, so you know, we... you know, once in a while enjoy the BBC crew coming and gathering more people around where we are. And the sponsors marquee, which is to exactly to our left-hand side. So we're in a really busy spot near the embankment entrance of the River Thames.
It's always nice to actually have the sight lines and everything else worked out. And looking, obviously, towards our northern areas, will you be around for the Autumn Flower Show? Will you be present at Harrogate for that? I mean, are you a regular from that point of view? Or whereabouts as the show season proceeds? I mean, I'm thinking of the Great Yorkshire Show, possibly, but where will Hartley Botanic be available to catch up with on the road, so to speak?
Well, we start our annual exhibitions actually with the Harrogate Spring Flower Show, and then we move from there to the Malvern Flower Show, and then Chelsea Flower Show, and the Hampton Court Palace Flower Show, the Southport Flower Show, Harrogate Autumn, and Tatton Park. And I think that is about the last show of the year that we do.
How could I have forgotten Tatton Park for a moment there? Of course, it's there in full force. Yeah. Goodness me. Yeah. I must admit, I have a sense that really we should actually do a sort of year in the life of Hartley Botanic just to follow you guys through, which would be interesting. A whole fascinating world on that basis. Yeah. And I know it's difficult to sort of perhaps choose at this particular stage, but from your own perspective, obviously Chelsea has got its history, so indeed does the Spring Flower Show, etc. But are there any particular areas which you think, well, actually, I quite like that about Harrogate. It's a nice sort of friendly atmosphere. Chelsea, it's perhaps a different sort of area that we're working within, or is it just a case of every show has its own unique charms?
Well, I suppose every show does, as you say, has its unique charm. But I think I have to be really careful.
I didn't say it was an easy question, Johnny, but no, I know you can handle it.
It's okay. I really have to be careful because I don't want to upset anybody, because we're grateful for all and everybody who visits us. But the shows up in Harrogate, we deal with great people who come and visit us. I think people up north and where we are and in the north, there is a straightforwardness that is unique to the north of England. I think this is the best way I can
Well, Johnny, all I have to say is from two stations, both Siren 107.3 FM in Lincoln and, of course, Southside Broadcasting in Teesside, you've said the right answer there, absolutely. Yeah. spot on, and we know it's a difficult sort of tricky one to work to.
Yeah, but we love it. Yeah.
Exactly. But of course, you know, as we're well aware, we have to keep going to the Chelsea Flower Show, because at the end of the day, we have to civilise them. That's the bottom line. You know, it's quite
there
clear.
You have it. Yeah. There you have it.
www.hartley-botanic.co.uk is the website to actually access all manner of marvellous things. That's www.hartley-botanic.co.uk. We'll put a website link of southsidebroadcasting.com as well. Johnny, it's been wonderful just touching base with your good self. Actually, before we get to the final two questions, what was it in your own life path that kind of drew you to Hartley Botanic? Was it a case of business interests, botanical interests, professional? How did you actually end up sort of taking on board the responsibility of obviously heading up the company?
Well, my personal background was in exhibition designs and design and product design in general, and I think it was one of those things that I just drifted into. I think it was just by chance that I met that the opportunity actually came along, and because of my background of design and my experience in sales and marketing, I think luck brought me to. My good fortune and a good contact and good friend really brought me into Hartley Botanic, and an opportunity arose about near enough 20 years ago to be involved in Hartley Botanic and move move on with the next generation of people who would really be interested in horticultural products. We had a we got involved and we had a look at the opportunities that that presented ourselves, and we realized what a fantastic and fabulous product it was, and the opportunity was too good to miss. So you know, we jumped into it, and I thought I would be here for about 4 or 5 years, but 20 years on, I'm still here, and I think this is my last vocation in life.
Clearly, Johnny, your skills, talent, and ability were so good that they just couldn't afford to lose you. That's the bottom line. No such thing as luck. You had the ability to actually work through it. So, marvelous stuff there.
Well, you're very kind. I think it's one of those fortunate things that happened, and we have a great product. We offer a great service. We're actually a little too old-fashioned for the liking of many people, but you're very kind. We're really working boys, to be honest with you. We're just hard-working boys, and we have a good team, and we do what we do, and we do it wholeheartedly. And the product is a great product. We're fortunate enough to have something that speaks for itself. And the rest of it is hard work, really, and honesty, and that's how we do it. And that's all that there is to it. There isn't a big secret about it, really.
As we said, whether you're looking for bespoke greenhouses, Victorian glasshouses, Kew glasshouses, greenhouses in general, or indeed clearspan glasshouses, nothing else as a Hartley. We say thanks certainly to Ellie, of course, for helping to set up this interview, which was marvellous stuff on that basis. Two final questions, Johnny. First of all, these are the toughies, of course. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with Southside Broadcasting today?
Fantastic. I mean, it's been a privilege and really, really nice to be part of your life as opposed to part of my own life for a change.
Well, the next crucial question is, can we prevail upon you to hopefully join us again, and possibly we come and do a location report with you at one of the shows or events that we do as the months proceed?
Absolutely. Anytime, and it would be a pleasure. It would be an absolute pleasure to make any sort of, anytime.
Johnny Mobasher, Managing Director of Hartley Botanic, we salute you.
Thank you very much.